Are we live? Man, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I talk great in the building. I am here with the beautiful, sensational faces.
Hey.
How you doing, Queens? You
got the I'm great.
I see. You came all dripped up and draped out.
You know, it's Sunday. You know, Sunday's best. You got to look good.
Okay. Oh, you just came from church?
No. Not today. Not in this.
Okay, she said not in this. No. So this is not church appropriate?
No, it's actually not.
Why?
It's too short.
But see, you got a can't help it type of body, though.
But you have to understand, when you go to church, you have to dress appropriately, okay?
But what if you can't help it? Like, you can't help it. Like, you are thicky-dicky.
It's not about being thick. First of all, the dress is short, right? Uh-huh. So although I'm thick and it's short, it's going to look, you know, really full out of my shape is going to show. Oh. So you don't want to wear stuff like that to church. You want to wear like a...
You don't want to distract the pastor.
Right. You don't want to wear things that's fitting. You loose, maybe, you know, a little skirt past the knees, not above the knees. Not a body con, but a loose con, you know.
Okay.
Those kind of things.
Okay.
You have to just... It's the same like if you're going to go to an interview.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You dress for the occasion. And a lot of people who go to church, I don't know if they're looking for a man or what they're doing, but they dressing like they're going to the club, baby. Okay.
I mean, because they say the good guys are in the church. Like, where do you meet the good guys at?
I don't believe that because ain't no guys in my church. So I don't know where they at, okay? Because they ain't at the church, baby.
No.
Unless you at a mega church, like these big old churches, that's like you going to see a concert.
Yeah.
Then maybe some men in there. But still, again, it doesn't say they good. They probably in there looking for the same thing, looking for a good woman in the church with the short dress on, right?
Yeah, so
it's a misconception.
No, that's true. Yeah, you know. At the end of the day, you can't judge a book by its cover. So just because somebody's seeming all clean and going to the church, that don't mean they all that. Like,
exactly.
I done got the ragger from the church girl. Like, back in the day, hell yeah. She was the church girl. We used to argue all day about religion and stuff like that. And y'all outbun me.
Mm.
Yeah, good thing it was curable. But I was just like, God damn. Like, yo, and like, you had to know. Like, it was crabs. So I'm like, yo, you had to know that. Like, there's no way. Like, I'm actually at the movie theater. And I'm like,
she gave you what?
Crabs.
And she was the church girl.
And it wasn't crafty.
Oh, see, looks can be deceiving, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And you met her where? At the church?
No. I met her at work.
Oh, at work.
But
see?
She was always promoting the church type thing. And I'm
see?
You know, the vibes was there, you know.
What they call it? Jezebel. Yeah, Jezebel. Or Delilah. Which one of them?
One of them. I don't know. I'm like, man, that was crazy. Like, I just thought something was like caught in. I was like, dang, something.
Oh, no.
And,
see,
and
I
was at the movie theaters. And then I go to the bathroom and I'm like, it's like a small
ew,
little.
I heard that's what they look like. Yeah. I don't know. Never had that.
Like, I was like 18 at the time. And I was like,
damn.
What the hell is this?
Really? That's how they look for real?
Yeah, it looks like a real small. Like,
ew,
crap.
Come on. You about to make me itch now. Stop.
But hold on.
I heard about that when I was young, but I never knew nobody who actually had it.
Yeah.
But we heard about people that maybe somebody who had it, and we'd be like,
they
said it looked like little bugs. And really? Well,
yeah.
I guess so. I don't know.
People don't like to admit nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Everybody kind of look too good or make things seem like it don't stink.
Exactly. That's the world we live in today.
No, that's facts. But hold on. You said you was feeling a little with your hair and the crabs and stuff like that. But that's skin. Like, that's the line that you're in.
I know, but not with crabs. No, not that's sexual transmitted diseases. We don't talk about that. You know, skin and STD, they don't come together now. They don't.
So you can't, like the face, like, you can't get any type of... I thought you could get herb on the face.
You could get probably warts on the face, but not any, like, STD. Like, no herpes. Herpes may could get inside your mouth or something like that. Mm. But as far as the face, I don't know. That's something I would have to, like, really study into or find out. No, that's not my scope, okay?
And not your scope?
No.
So what got you down this road of esthetician anyway? Like, what made you say, yo, I want to work with people's faces and cleanse and clean and all that?
Well, to be actually honest, I was doing skin in my 20s. I just didn't know what I was doing, right? And it all came from a childhood trauma.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was ugly at the age of 6 all the way to probably like I was 32. And that was just
6.
A couple, 6 years old.
How you thought you was ugly at 6?
Because my mom, we had picture day. And she did not do my hair, and she didn't dress me cute, and she ordered the pictures. And from that day on, I look at this picture, and I'm just like, I'm ugly. Yeah, so I never really, when I look in the mirror, I didn't see prettiness. Yeah. You know, my mom, she didn't tell me I was pretty. I didn't hear it from my dad. Okay. I didn't hear it from anybody in the family until I was like 30-something years old.
Damn.
Right? And that's just maybe a couple years ago, because you know, you know what I'm saying. But it's sad because I lived my whole teenage life, my whole adult life, thinking I was ugly until I heard it from a man. Right? Yeah, and this man who told me I was pretty is somebody who saw me in the daytime with my glasses on. But at night, I would put my contacts on. And I look totally different. People will walk past me. They'll look at me. And I had a guy try to talk to me three times on three different occasions. No. No. I swear, I kid you not. And every time I remind him, he like, girl, every time I see you, I look different. Yes, I do. You know what I'm saying? But I had low self-esteem for a long time in my life. And when I tell people that now, they be like, really, you? Yes, I did. So that I think that's what it came from. It came from me having low self-esteem, thinking I was ugly. Okay. So my whole entire 20s, I was always, I don't think we had YouTube then, but I would Google stuff, how to keep your face from getting wrinkles and keep your face from aging.
Okay.
Because although I thought I was ugly, I didn't want to get any uglier. So that's where it came from. And I started making products.
Any uglier.
Yes, any uglier, right? Okay. So that's where it came from. So I started making products, like little stuff I used to read about that was natural. Mm-hmm. So it came from that. And then I think I was like 36, you know, when I was married. I used to play in my husband's face at night when he was asleep.
You used to pop the pimples?
He didn't have pimples. He had oily skin, so I used to squeeze and all this stuff used to come out. And then I used to...
All the white stuff.
Yeah, and I used to line up his mustache. You know, I hook you up, you know.
Okay.
I line that mustache up and take all that hair out, all his ingrown hairs while he was asleep. Mm-hmm. And when he'll wake up, he'd be like, damn. You know, he'll see a difference. And he told me, oh, you know, you need to get paid to do this. And I say, get paid. People
doing
get
a good job, boo.
People get paid to do this, right? Yeah. Now I'm 36 years old, and he's telling me I should go make a career out of this. And I'm like, but what am I doing? Mm-hmm. I don't even know what it's called. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Until I went and got a facial. I think I was 36. I got my first facial.
Wow.
And she was doing it to me, what I did to him. And I was like, oh, well, what do you do? And how you go to school? And da-da-da. And she told me. And after that, I was like, I'm doing this. Like, I'm going to school. And I went to school. And that's how I came. You know?
What school did you go to?
I went to Sheridan Tech.
Okay. So how was that experience?
It was really, really good. I loved it. It's different now. No, these girls.
Yeah, I heard it's kind of hood over there.
It's not even about hood. The education is not the same. You know, COVID messed up a lot of stuff. So what program that I had that was four months, their program is 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
And how you going to learn something in 8 weeks, baby?
Damn.
Yes. Yes.
That's crazy.
So this is why my goal is to have my own school, and this is why I do what I do. I teach skin.
I want to take it that far.
Yeah, I'm taking it that far because it starts from young. Like, my daughter is 9. She's already into skin already. She had a bump, and she thinks she's ugly because she had this bump, and I had to tell her, I don't want her to grow up like me, right? Yeah, I didn't voice that. She's voicing it. I heard her, so now I have to educate her and tell her, just because you have a bump on your face, that does not mean you're ugly.
No, facts.
That's her first bump, and she was going ballistic in the house, trying to put everything, toothpaste, peroxide, alcohol, and I had to ask her, where are you getting all this information from?
She got a cell phone?
The computer. She was Googling things, and see, that's another thing. They Googling stuff, and little girls do it all the time. They love to experiment, even grown women.
No, facts.
Right? And I had to stop her. I watched her for 2 days run around through the house, and I had to educate her. I was like, no, yes, people, you're going to get bumps, but that don't make you ugly. You're still pretty. I said, when that bump go away, you're still going to have that pretty face. But if I would not have instilled that in her, could you imagine her being like me again? It would just be another cycle repeating itself.
And it's a total different time now that we're living in with these kids. Like, yo, they got too much access to stuff. And even my daughter's like 17 years old now, and she was judging her sense of beauty from everything that she saw on Instagram and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, yo, you can't do that because a lot of these girls out here be fake. That's not even them. Like, for real. That's why I say the first date got to be something with water in it. Because at the end of the day, I want to see what you really going to look like if we ever took it that far. So, like, if I rolled over and see you, like, I ain't trying to see all this glue and eyelashes looking like fins and ish. I'm like, what the hell is this?
But what about going to bed with makeup on?
A lot of them be doing that now.
I hear a lot. I heard a story. This woman married a guy, and I think he divorced her after he saw her face. He never saw her without makeup.
Oh, come on. All this time.
Listen, you got some girls out here. I even look at people's face. I be looking hard like, she got makeup. Her skin look too good. Not yeah, like yeah. She got makeup on.
As long as it's not extra cakey.
But I'm saying, can you imagine being with a woman for 6 months? You guys are dating.
Yeah.
And you get married. And you know her
Who the
makeup,
hell
and you go,
months?
And I'm just saying it happens, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you go home. Just imagine it's you at the club. You know how y'all be in the club. Yeah. Girls is pretty in the club when them lights come on. They scatter like roaches. Yes. Why? Because they ugly. They really know they makeup probably done sweat it off. The makeup probably done whatever. Can you imagine seeing her in the club, taking her home, right? Rub a dubbing all in the bed, right? And then the morning come. She looking some, well, damn, baby, what happened to your face? That makeup done rubbed off on the pillow.
Yeah.
She don't look herself. You get what I'm saying? So that's what, it happens.
No, it does. You know what I'm saying? And it's tough out here. I mean, I don't really like to do the clubs and stuff no more, but back when I used to,
yeah,
it's like, yo, hold on, nah. So we got to switch this up all the way 360 degree. You know, we got to go scuba diving. We got to do something where I can see your natural hair. You know what I'm saying? Take off that lace front. It's okay. All right. It's okay to wear makeup and things like that and to get all dolled up. My thing is, just don't feel like you need it.
Right.
Like, if I'm like, yo, baby, come on, man, let's go to Walmart real quick.
How long I gotta put my makeup
on? Yeah, like, no, you don't. We just gonna get some bread.
But it's women. It's like, you're talking about it, but it's grown women
that.
And I'm that's the world I live in.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I had a client one time, and she told me she does not go out the house to even go to the mailbox, to go to the trash can to put without her makeup on.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, but you don't need it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they, in their mind, they think
it's
they need. So when an esthetician tells you you don't need it, listen.
Yeah.
You don't need all that makeup. Like, I'd be like, why you got all this makeup on your face?
Yeah.
When I clean people's face, and I'd be like, girl, your skin is nice under here. Why are you hiding it?
No, facts.
And they still be like in denial with themselves.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Denial is real out here.
It got to be in your mind first. If you first don't think you're pretty enough, or if you don't think you need that makeup, they're going to go pack makeup on. And I'd be like,
and
it's
looking
not
crazy.
Necessary.
Like, you see the line here.
Because they got
like
the wrong shade
here,
on.
And then the neck is like, you know, their actual skin
they
tone
got
color.
Because they got on the wrong shade of makeup.
Ah.
The color ain't right. See, you got to learn how to, makeup is seasonal.
Blend in.
No, like, so it's summertime now, right? It's hot. The same makeup you wore in the wintertime, you can't wear it in the summer, baby. Because the skin tone change. Like for me,
the skin tone or the chemicals inside?
Not the chemicals, your complexion, right? So when it's hot, your skin gets darker. When it's cold, you get lighter.
No, that's true.
Right?
Okay.
So when it's dark, in the wintertime, you have to wear makeup that's lighter, right? Mm. You can't wear that same color in the summertime because your skin going to be darker. And that makeup not going to match. So that's why they be looking.
Oh,
I call them
Mitch
ashy. I call them dead man walking.
Let me ask you this. Why would somebody want to use a product that makes their pigmentation lighter? I've seen that. They say it on the box. It says rejuvenate. It's going to glow. And change your pigmentation. I'm like,
because
okay, why would I want that?
They want to be lighter than what they are. They're not happy with them. The same with the bleaching, right? I saw this lady yesterday, and I wanted to say, lady, I be wanting to say, yo, do you not see your face, girl? Your face is so light and your body's so black. Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, you got on a whole short showing your whole body, but your face is so light skin and your body don't matter. What are you doing? Like, they think that's cute. That shit ugly, yo.
No, facts.
That's ugly.
No, the mind is a very powerful thing. You know what I'm saying? And if you've already been captured by that type of thinking that dark is bad and dark is ugly and this and that. Oh, yeah. It's actually going to be hard to kind of like remove that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
Going to have to go through a lot of different things to kind of come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, right? How long did it take you to go from idea to like reality when it came to you doing like your products and stuff like that?
To be honest, over 10 years.
Okay.
10 years. Because like I said, I used to do products for me. I was just making stuff for my skin because That's it. I had eczema growing up, so that was one of the reasons why I used to make products, because everything broke me out. Like, I don't want to call names, but, you know, they have these stuff out here that says it's good for eczema, but honestly, it's really not, because there's too much chemicals in it. So I made my own stuff.
Yeah, I never,
like I said, self-esteem, I had confidence issue. I never wore shorts.
Really?
Hell no.
But thickness always been in.
Always, because I used to run track. I used to dance. So I was always active. So I have, my body structure is like that because of what I used to do. Yeah. But I didn't want to wear shorts. I hate to wear skirts because my legs, my back of my legs, I had eczema. So I was like a tomboy growing up, big, nice body, baggy pants with the Timberland boots. Let's go. You know, that was me because I didn't feel pretty, one, and I didn't like how my skin looked, too. So I didn't want to use no bleach cream and stuff like that to get rid of it. It's gone now because, you know, I'll be showing my legs now, y'all. I'm cute now. So, you know, but it took a long time. So when it was time for me to get dressed up girly, I had to call my homegirls like, yo, you know, we got the party at school or whatever I want to go. But
I got
to
do.
I don't know what to wear.
Yeah. So you tapped into your femininity. So
late.
It was your...
in late. Life. Late, baby. Okay? Too late. Yeah.
I mean, but was there like a drastic change, or did you just say, okay, like I looked in the mirror and said, I'm that chick?
What happened? How did I change? I'm trying to think. From that guy, you know, when the guys started telling me I was pretty and I started looking in the mirror and you know, and it took a friend of mine, a gay guy, right? I used to hang with, and he was he dressed drag.
Okay.
It took him to help me get into my feminine side.
So we you went, converted him?
No, he was my friend. He ain't with that. You know, gone. Gone.
You know,
someone
don't be having games.
But he's my friend. I was his only friend. Everybody didn't like him, and they made fun of him. I didn't.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
All right.
So I remember one day we went shopping, right? And I'm picking out these clothes, and he was like, what are you doing? Right? He was like, that's not sexy. He was like, you're not going to attract a man looking like that. And I was like, so what's wrong with it? Because I'm comfortable. He was like, no. He's like, you need to learn how to wear stuff. He's like, you need to learn how to compliment your body. Right? So you know how sometimes you see these girls, they got on a tube top, but they belly hanging.
Yeah.
Maybe you could still wear a tube top, but not so high up. Maybe put the tube top a little low by the belly button so it could show a little skin, not all of that. Right? So he taught me that. So from him, I think this was back in 2000.
But what if they see that as like confidence on Lizzo? You know what I'm saying? Like saying, hey, I accept the rolls and the stretch marks. I mean,
I'm not saying, I ain't talking about the stretch marks. We talking about the way people dress now.
Okay.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got your muffin puff, but it's hanging over your pants, right? Pull the pants up a little bit.
I love handles.
I know, I got some too, but you would never know. Because of the way I put my clothes on. You get what I'm saying?
So is that like a form of deceiving? Like, what if the dude wants the handles?
No, it's not deceiving. No, okay, like tight clothes. You ever see a girl wear tight?
Yeah, like she about can't to breathe.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You could wear things that look tight, but it's not really tight. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah. I mean, I got love handles too, but you would never really see them because the stuff I wear.
I mean, I like it.
You like it in the room, baby, but not on the street, man. Okay, it's a difference.
No, you're right. It's just society, you know what I mean? It plays a huge part in regards to even accepting yourself. Like, I think when I started to go bald, I was like around like 33. So mind you, I'm going my whole life with spinners, you know, with the waves. And I'm like, hold on, oh, shit. My shit. What's going on? It took me a minute
to accept
the baldy, but then people's like, oh, yo, Pac, and this and that.
Right.
Like, okay. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie, I still have dreams like having hair.
Okay.
But I just had to accept it, man. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you just got to love yourself. But I blame social media a lot, too.
Yes.
So how do you market out here for people that never got a facial? Because I got my first facial at 39.
And that was just a couple weeks ago.
I know.
Well, before we go to what you just asked me, you know, They got weave for men now.
Yeah,
my and cousin, I got a homegirl that do it.
Yeah, okay? I can't. My cousin, looks, shout out to Experience the One. My cousin, out in Tampa, he got his own barbershop. He be telling, yo, cuz, I got you. I can't do it. Because, you know what I'm saying? It's like, no, it's not real.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And I just can't accept it like that. But I think with me, certain things, I look differently. Like when it comes to like pampering yourself, mm-hmm. I looked at it differently. Because okay. even when I got a facial, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do this. But I was like, you know what? Let me stop acting all like a man can't
exactly.
get a facial.
I'm glad you said that.
No. It felt
and
good,
that's
actually.
How men, some men think that.
Yeah.
I had a guy came yesterday with his wife in the spa, and he was saying, oh, yeah, men get facials too? And I said, yeah. He was like, I thought that was gay. I thought that was girly. And yeah. I was like, no. I said, you clip your toenails, right? I think he said he never got a pedicure. He never got a facial because he thought those things was girly.
No, I ain't going to lie.
And a lot of men, like manly men, yeah, they think that. But no, it's not for gay people. It's for anybody. Yeah. Anybody could get a facial. It's just not. But the way they market it out there, like the big companies, they do market it like facials are only for women stuff like that. So a lot of men think that, but no.
It is a huge form of self-care.
It is. You know? It's very much needed for men. Do you know how relaxed? Well, I don't know who did your facial, but baby, you need to come to me. Do you know? I have some men sometimes, and I'm closing my eyes because this is very intimate right now. Mm-hmm. I have some men, like some, when I say men, like some hustler men, right? Some doughboys. They come and they be knocked out within 5 minutes.
No, yeah.
Because men snoring. Always moving. Y'all don't know how to relax. So when it's time to lay down, and when you have to do something, like as far as laying down, it's like you have no choice. Like one of the guys, he's like, yo, how long is this going to take? I got to go back on the block. I'm like, listen, just relax, okay? Just calm down.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay. And he loved it. Loved it.
So let me ask you this. Is it a lucrative business?
It is very. It is. Well, starting out, it's a little rough. No, I ain't going to lie, but baby been struggling. But it's a very big business because it's so skincare is always changing. Like they always coming out with something new. But when you first start out, it's a little rough because nobody knows you. You know, you got to push yourself. You got to market yourself. You got to do all kind of stuff. Baby, I've been doing things for free for so long. And baby, that ship is over. Okay. It's done with. Right.
So when did you know that, okay, I could start charging now? How much freebies did you have to give to say, hey, nah,
I think
look,
my whole
my price is my price.
When I first started out, 2018, it was $35.
Okay.
Slap me.
What's the price looking like now?
And that's when I was traveling. Yeah.
To the crib?
Oh, baby.
So you wasn't even taking into consideration of gas and all that.
Nope.
Other.
I just wanted to do it so bad.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted.
You wanted to get into the energy of it.
Of it. And I wanted. Was the pictures and videos. So when I first started, it was $35.
Wow. Okay. That's good.
Those days are over.
Over.
I used to do facials for $10 at the beach, $15 at the beach.
Okay.
Over.
So how much for your services now?
Right now they start. and it's still on the low end, but it starts at 90.
Okay.
Okay. At 90.
So what all entails with that?
With 90?
Yes.
Basic. Basic, baby.
Just so what am I getting, okay? So if I get the 90, I book the 90, what am I getting with the 90?
So basically with a 90, you're just getting a cleanse, you're getting exfoliation, some extractions. I shouldn't be doing no extractions, but I cannot do a facial without extractions. Just a mask, tone, and moisturize. That's it. Nothing extra, right? Okay. Then we go up if you need a treatment. That's extra. If you need a chemical peel, that's extra. If you need dermaplane, that's extra. If you got acne, baby, that's extra. You know?
Extra.
If you need your face to be a deep extraction, that's extra. If you want your facial hair removed, extra.
Okay.
Microdermabrasion, extra. If you want a face massage, extra.
So the face massage is not in the 90?
No, it's a difference. Although if I'm touching you, the massage, baby.
Yeah.
No, not with the 90.
Okay. Mm-mm. So is there anything called a facial ending?
I don't do those. And if it is, I don't know where they do that. Facial ending. Ooh.
I'm like, okay, you know we got the happy ending.
Yeah.
Like, is there a facial ending?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
You know, maybe the girls is over the top. Like,
well, I ain't in that kind of business, so I couldn't tell you. That's probably somewhere else. I don't know.
Okay. So walk us through, how did you get the funding for when you first started? For all your equipment, your products? Did you have a job? Did you use credit?
Baby, I quit my damn job. I quit my job for what I did. I quit my job, and I'm like, okay. And my back then, my ex-husband, he was a truck driver. Okay. And he was like, come on the road with me. And I went on the road with him, and I'm like, okay, what I'm about to do? I got a check. My last check was $600.
From your job?
Yes, $600.
So why did you leave?
I got tired.
Okay.
I was bored. And I was doing accounting. So that was my check for 1 week or whatever. You know, I was missing days too much so that they gave me my little money.
I took
that little check, baby, and I bought my bed. I bought a portable steamer.
Okay.
And I bought some products. I got a flyer and made a t-shirt. And that's it.
And you made it do what it do.
And I started my IG page, and I just was running all over the place like a chicken with my head cut off, and that's it. I didn't have no money. Like, I ain't had no business. I ain't had no bank account. I had no business credit card. I didn't have nothing.
Nothing. But you said you was doing accounting. So is that not?
Oh, but I mean, as far as funding my business, no. Uh-huh. I didn't fund my business.
I mean,
because
I get
job.
It. Mm-hmm. I know, like, a lot of people just be so quick to say, "Let me just quit my job."
I did
things like that, but sometimes. Your job, you got to use your job as the investor.
I didn't.
Unless you was being stressed out at your job.
I was very stressed. I was so stressed. I started being less productive.
Oh.
I was on a job for 7 years.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I just started going
the energy
down, right? You know, like, I wanted to pursue my career in accounting with the last job I was at. I went to school. I think back then it was QuickBooks or something like that. I went to school to take a QuickBook course.
Okay.
I went to the owner. I was like, hey, you know, I got my QuickBooks now. Can I get another position? He was like, no. I was like, oh, it's time to go. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be here no more. So the drive for me,
it wasn't there.
It wasn't there.
Okay.
Oh, so before I became an SD, though, I did have a little small accounting firm that I was doing. Like, I would do accounting for small business. I had one contract, and the lady wouldn't listen to me, and I dropped her. Like, you can't want somebody to do your books, and they telling you how to do it, and you want to do it how you want to do it. Yeah. It's not going to work, baby. Okay. I'm sorry.
So do you have a team now?
It's just me. I don't have a team yet working on it.
Okay.
Working on it.
Do you feel like you need one?
Of course. Like, no, I need a team. Because sometimes it'd be places I want to go, like events or something. I want my stuff to be there, and I can't be there. If I had a team, I could be like, hey, you go over here, and I go over there. I remember one time it happened. My mom and my daughter, they was over here at one event. I was at another event. So, yeah. But as far as a team, no, I don't. Just my girls. That's it, my mama.
So you've been holding it down ever since?
Yeah, I did. I am.
That's what's up. So give me an idea on your strategy on turning your followers to dollars.
So what I do pretty much, I just post a lot. I post, I talk about facials, people see my skin. Oh, me going to events.
Okay.
Me vendoring. Oh, that's what really got me.
People, so that's helpful.
Yes. When people see my skin, they be like, yo, her skin look good. I want her to do my face, you know? Just because my skin look like this, that don't mean your skin going to be like this because you're not doing what I'm doing, right? You can come get a facial. I can educate you about your skin, tell you what to do, give you a homework. But if you're not going to do your homework, I'm sorry. Your skin is not going to look like mine because I do my homework. So just basically just being on social media, showing people how I do. I get my face done. Trust me, I have an esthetician that take care of my face.
Okay.
Yeah, I have somebody. I met her Friday. I got my face done. You know, she did me up. I love her. I met her first time. She did good. And I'm like, you my new esthetician.
Okay.
Went through four SDs trying to find somebody to take care of my skin, how I take care of my skin.
So you can't do it by yourself. You need someone.
I can do basics,
but
I can't do treatments. Like, certain treatments, I can't do.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to do it on me. I don't want to do it. So I want somebody
else. You
want to
get pampered.
Of course. I need it. It's It's a lot, you know, when you're doing facials, it take a lot out of you because you're pouring your energy in. So, and I'm drained a lot. So when it's time for me, I need somebody to relax me, give me my facial massages.
Pour into you.
Yes. Okay. Pour into me. I need it too.
So give us some ways that you practice self-care.
I get facials. I get massages, right?
Okay.
I work out. I dance a lot. I love to dance. So, you know, I go to dance classes. I like to go to the beach. Yeah, I do be shaking it up. Okay. I've been dancing for a long time. I used to competition at dance at the club, baby. Hey. What? Yeah, back in the days, though, not no more. I'm a little stiff. I'm a little rusty now. But, yeah, I do a lot of facials at home. I make products. I just... It's something about a facial for me. Like, I don't know. I could be home and I'll be doing something to my face for 3 hours because I take my time, you know. I have to give to me. I have to give to me. So, yeah.
No,
I do all of that. But I love massages and I love facials. That's my self-care.
All right.
That's my self-care.
I feel like we got to get more into that, especially entrepreneurs.
Oh, yeah. We burnt out.
Nah, facts. So how have you improved your mental diet by being an entrepreneur?
Now, that's a good one. At first, it was a struggle because I wasn't eating, right? Like, if I know I had to go to work, I wouldn't eat.
I wasn't eating properly.
Like, in the morning, you should eat something.
Yes.
Me, I wasn't. For example, yesterday, I'm at the shop. I didn't eat all day till about 5 o'clock. Oh. No water.
No water?
No water. Not even a sip of water. All day. And I'm back to back doing clients. So one of my clients, she said she was running late. I was like, thank God. Right? That gave me a little minute to go get something to eat. But I still didn't wind up going to get nothing to eat.
Okay.
So as far as the eating. So now I try to do better. Right? So I have like a gallon of water. Like this little thing that tell you the time to drink and stuff like that. I try to infuse my waters.
Okay.
Like, you know, the cucumbers and the pineapple. That pineapple good though. The pineapple with the ginger and the mints and let it sit overnight.
Yeah.
Delicious. Now that is really good. I try to eat better now. Like, I don't eat a lot of heavy rice and stuff in the daytime because it makes you sluggish.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So I try to incorporate smoothies. Okay.
Okay.
Make a nice breakfast smoothie, like with some oats and peanut butter and some peanut and some milk, Irish sea moss and stuff like. It really fills you. It's really good for you, and the stuff is good for your skin. That's another thing.
Facts. I be telling my daughter that all the time. I'm like, yo, you be caking your face up with all this mask and this and that, but I'm like, you over here eating ice cream cookies. So
what
like,
what kind of mask she use it?
I don't know. She be making her own ish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm like, you sure was in that? But I'm like, at the end of the day, if your diet is not right, because it's what's on the inside that's going to reflect what's on the outside.
And I don't buy, my kids, they get mad at me. I don't buy junk. I don't buy no chips. Okay. I don't buy no cookies.
Really? No snack time?
Hell no. Not in my, I don't buy it.
Okay.
You know why? Because they'll eat it up and I will too. So if I want a chocolate chip cookie, I got to go buy it.
Yeah.
And I buy one, like I go to Subway. Or I have to go to Whole Foods. But I'm not buying a pack of cookies that's going to be sitting in my house. Because I'm going to nibble in it.
If I want some
ice cream, I got to go buy an ice cream. I'm not keeping ice cream in my house because I would eat it up. Sometimes I do overindulge and brought a little quart. I'm buying a little one. I bought a quart.
And that helps with your level of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Your environment is key. So if you're trying to stop it, you don't want it where you could go reach right for it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And my kids be like, mommy, you're going shopping. I'll be like, it's food in there. Yeah. They like, no, there's nothing to eat because what they want is not there. See, all my food in my house is in the freezer.
You got to cook.
You got to cook.
Yeah.
Right? They want stuff they could just grab, like the what is it? Them egg rolls and those tostinos and the pizza. I don't buy all that.
No, facts.
I don't buy that kind of stuff. I'm trying to keep my age cute. All that stuff age you.
No.
All that stuff sitting in a box, it
messes
you
up your brain.
It does.
All the time, I'm like, read the labels. Water is not just water. Look, turn the bottle on the back, and you're going to read all the crap that's there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, me personally, I think it takes a village. Like, if I see a kid out here acting stupid, like, did you see that clip the other day with that white boy who knocked on the door of his black neighbors, and he had a whip in his hand?
Oh, no, baby. See, yeah. He'd have got his butt whooped, snatched up in my house. I'd have whooped his butt.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
I'd have whooped his butt. Like,
he walked over there like a... had the whip in his hand.
And what they did?
The lady was just like, boy, if you don't get out of here...
No, no, boy, nothing. You come to my house, you getting slapped. Like, you don't do no stuff like...
Yeah, these kids is crazy.
It's the food. It's the food. Bro, right. It is the food. I'm telling you, no, it's the food.
I 100% agree with you.
The school lunch.
Yes.
Okay, that school lunch, baby, is different from when we went to school. But now?
Yeah. Now?
Mm-mm.
You
no,
don't
man.
Know what you get in
no,
that
you don't.
It's like the other day I saw another video clip on Instagram where the bus driver was slapping the kid because the kid spit on him. I'm like,
I saw that too.
Hey.
He's pulled over.
Your kid spit on me?
He pulled over. I hope he don't get in trouble because, first of all, he's defending himself. You know what I'm saying? That was out of line and very disrespectful. And I saw how he was getting on with that boy. And I said, good. He needs his ass whooped. Yeah. It probably ain't. That's what's wrong with half of these kids. They ain't got their butt whooped enough. Okay? They ain't got their butt whooped enough. I'm whooping ass in my house. Okay? Oh.
I'm still kind of. That was my initial process. Because you from the island too, right?
Well, I'm not born there, but my family is. My mother's Antiguan, so I'm Antiguan, half Antiguan and American. My dad is American, and my mom is Antiguan, so I have both of both worlds. So when we grew up, if I came home with a bad note, my mama fussing at me, I get in pop, I get home, my auntie do it, I get home, my next auntie do it, I get home, my brother doing it. So I got popped every day. It was a phone call. She tell one auntie, the next auntie calling me. I'm like, damn, like, hang up one phone. all day. You know, nowadays, that ain't happening no more.
Yeah, no.
Grandma.
Give them an opinion.
Grandma trying to be the best friend. Grandma trying to compete with the mama. The mama trying to compete with granny. The mama trying to compete with the daughter. The mama trying to be best friends with the daughter.
Because I feel like grandma, they all understand the way that they went about stuff was probably not the best way. Because I look at it at the end of the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
How you going to beat them for something that you gave them? Like, my daughter being here, because my son normally lives with me, but now my daughter lives with me. And there's so much stuff that she do, and I'm like, damn.
How old was she when she lived with you?
Well, she just started living with me last year. So she was 16 going on 17.
Okay.
So my son lived his whole life with me up until he was like 14. So now I just get the visitations and stuff. But she never actually had that time with me unless it was like during the summer.
Right.
But just some of the stuff that I see her do, I do it.
That's you.
Yeah. So I'm like, I can't really...
No,
snap
that's,
on her.
No, that, see, that's the problem.
But why?
That's the problem.
It's not her fault.
It's not her fault, but you have to train her. You got to teach her different.
Because
my daughter fussed, oh, well, you used to do it, so why can't? I said, see, that's your problem now. You're not me.
Yeah.
You're not me, and I'm not you, so stop trying to do what I do because you can't live the life I walked in.
No, that's
true. The life that I had, these kids would have killed themselves, okay? Because their mentality.
Kids are soft now.
Soft. Yeah. These are some.
And getting bullied. And,
yeah.
And, like, man, bullying is good sometimes.
I have my 9-year-old. She be, oh, she was talking about, she was crying, coming home crying, talking about, oh, they was talking about me. And then, and I said,
what you do? Yeah.
Right? I said, they talking about you. You talk back too.
Exactly.
Somebody come hit you, you hit them.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to get in trouble in my house, in my island house with my mama. If they hear somebody hit you and you come home cry, you getting licks from everybody.
Hell yeah.
I remember my brother he scheduled a fight. Cause I grew up in New York.
Oh, real?
My first 14 years.
Me too, what part?
Right? In the Bronx, Commonwealth, Westchester, baby. Oh, Soundview Projects. Soundview Projects. So, yeah, I grew up, but I never lived in the projects. I lived, like, across the street. You know how the houses is, projects right there.
Yeah,
so I lived over there. And I remember he scheduled me a fight because, you know, the girl was messing with me. And he like, you going
to
fight her.
You about to
we
get
went
in.
To the park early in the morning. So we wouldn't get in trouble at school and get suspended. So we went to the park. It's like 8 o'clock. And we fought. But guess what? She didn't want to stop. She wanted to take it to the school now.
Because you was whooping her, probably.
Exactly. That's the thing. You know how it is. Somebody whoop you in New York, they calling their friends. It's not over. It's not. And that's what she did. She took it too far. She went to the school, and, you know, we had to fight again. And I bashed her head into the sink in the bathroom because she came in the bathroom messing with me. I got suspended.
But she started.
But
though.
See, nobody knew because see, what happened is what I did to her. Uh-huh. Me bashing her head into the wall caused her to go to the hospital. So I got in trouble. Okay. So, you know, stuff like that. But I never, you know, they say, oh, tell the teacher. I ain't telling the teacher nothing.
I don't believe in none of that crap. I think that's just a way for them to instill a level of, like, weakness when it comes to the children.
Yeah, I'm not.
Even though there's diplomatic ways that you could go about stuff, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because you still have some grown-ass adults now that be ready to, yo, what's your, let's, I'm like, bro, I'm 40. Like, you think I'm about to get into a fight because you dealing with some ish on the inside?
Yeah.
I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Because people get it confused. You know what I mean? Like, we're grown. Yeah. We ain't trying to be out here fighting and all this kind of nonsense. Like, what we look like? I am not trying to go back to jail and do none of that type of crap. So people get things confused because I'm a little bit more mature and I'll walk away from a situation. But don't mistake that for a weakness.
Exactly. You know that's saying? The word, mature. When I go
home
to visit my peoples in New York. So when I grew up, I was the fighter in the family, believe it or not.
Okay.
I was the shortest thing, right? And all my cousins, they like maybe 3 years. We probably like 3 years apart or maybe a little more distant. But they never fought.
Okay.
I was the fighter. So they'd come to me like, Tony, she hit me. And I'm fighting every day.
Yeah.
You come in, all three of them come in, I'm fighting. Who hit you? Oh, bop, bop. I'm not asking no questions. So, okay, now we grown now, right? You know, we grown. We hitting 40 and stuff. I went home 1 year to visit, you know, my family, my cousin. Yeah. They all hype. You know, they've been living in New York for so long. Remember, I left New York, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't grow there so long. I left. I go home one day. My cousin, we walking into the bar and stuff, and he like, it was an Irish bar. Come on, we in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You walking into an Irish pub and the bartender saying, I'm not serving you. Get out.
Straight
Aryan. Why you going up in there talking about, oh, you, what? What you say? You trying to pop off in this Irish pub? Boy, are you out your mind?
Yeah, nah.
But New Yorkers, they don't think. They ready to pop off. And he like, now mind you, I'm visiting. I just got off the airport. He like, yo, Tanya, you ain't going to handle that? I'm like, handle what?
Handle what?
Let's go, okay? She says she not going to serve you. He like, what?
I'm not choosing violence
this
today.
This ain't the Tanya I know. Baby, we grown, not a matured boo.
Yeah.
I don't live in y'all waters no more, so I'm not that person anymore. Mm-hmm. But they don't understand that. They call me bougie.
Mm-hmm.
They call me bougie. Yeah. They're like, man, yo, bougie ass. Man, you soft. You not about to make me feel bad.
The glow up is real. At the end of the day.
You not about to make me feel bad.
We ain't about to use that reverse psychology crap. When you evolve and you have other things out here that you got going on,
mm-hmm.
It's not worth it. Now, unless somebody put their hands on you.
Now, that's a different story.
But if somebody just talking.
Talking. I don't care. You can talk all you want.
And if you got some people that the stuff that they dealing with, they want to get into it so they can release a lot of that frustration.
Anger.
I know one time I was in the drive-thru at McDonald's with my son. And I was coming in the way I was turning. The dude car, like, he tried to, like, merge. And I was like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Like, yo, I was right there, cuz. And I'm like, yo, what are you talking about? Like, he's just all the way wrong. And I'm like, you trying to do something about that?
Just
my kid right here. I'm like, man, go ahead, man.
Right.
You ain't about to shoot me over a goddamn Big Mac. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, it's not that serious. But if you're dealing with turmoil within, this is how you're getting that release. So, yeah, some people want that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And me, it's like, nah, I got too much going on. I got my kids. I am not trying to be involved in no types of drama.
So,
eat me out of that.
This month is Mental Health Month. So
yes,
I'm glad we're talking about this because that's why I used to fight. I needed to let out, right? I used to want to box. I wanted to be a boxer when I was young, right?
Okay.
I used to love watching Tyson. I used to be in the mirror like, you know, when the fight was over, I used to go like, you know, and I was like, Dad, let me box. He like, no. I was like, why? But see, boxing for me was a stress reliever. So if I'd have did that more, like if he'd have put me in a boxing ring just to fight, probably I wouldn't have been fighting all my life. Because I would not give a nigga a two-piece real quick. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't look like I would. But I'm telling you, I was in school. Nobody messed with me. Okay. Nobody.
Not
right?
in your relationships, though. You wasn't.
I was. I was a man beater. So
she said, I was a man beater.
I was a man beater, but I can actually sit here and say I understand why my relationships never worked. You get what I'm saying? I was dealing with a lot emotionally, like mentally.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would take it out. I mean, I had some good ass men, like, and I ran them away because of my anger. And even my oldest daughter, father, we grew up together until this day. Like, man, Ty, you were so crazy. Man, I loved you. I wanted to marry you.
Some people like that crazy shit.
But no, he invited me into that. He started hitting me. Oh, you get what I'm saying? Okay, okay. 16, young, pretty girl. And he want to slap me? Baby, okay. You done woke up a wolf. What they call it? What they call it? Skeletons in the closet. He done he woke up a skeleton that I tried to bury.
Yeah.
So when he slapped
in
me,
you,
it was, yes. Okay. It was already in me. See, I've been fighting from the age of 6 all the way up until about 30 plus.
Fighting physically or fighting with the mentality of thinking that you're not beautiful and stuff like that?
All of that. All of that.
Okay,
all
right.
All of that.
Okay.
Yeah, all of that. So, you know, he be telling my daughter how I was. I be like, yo, stop. Don't tell her how I was. She don't need to know that.
No, your mama used to be crazy.
Your mama was a crazy little chick in the hood and like nobody fucked with me. Like, literally, nobody messed with me.
Yeah.
Nobody. They're like, oh, that bitch, she crazy.
She cray-cray.
And I'm like, thinking I'm cute. I have 4 eyes on. You would never think.
Yeah, no. I mean,
I was like that.
I mean, you kind of, you know, but
we ain't talking about the buffiness now. Oh, we ain't talking about that. But
I don't see the abuse side though.
Cause I went to counseling.
Okay, that's good. You know,
it took.
Clap it up.
Yes, I had to go to counseling, y'all.
Yeah.
But guess how old I was when I went. I was 38.
It don't matter.
No, it does matter because from the age of 6 all the way to 38.
I mean, sometimes that's how long
needing
it takes.
Counseling?
But remember, woo! You said you got the island background and American background, and mental stability and mental awareness is not something that's even promoted heavenly like that amongst the black community. And it looks like, you know, I tell my ex all the time, like, man, let's go to therapy. I ain't crazy. I'm good. Now, that doesn't mean you're crazy. That just means you went from one situation to the next, and sometimes it could be a lot on the mind.
It is.
And like my daughter went from Domino's to Publix,
mm-hmm.
and the Domino's that she used to work at is ratchet,
mm-hmm.
but the Publix is structured.
Right.
She needed 3 days off before she could make that transition.
To get her mind in order.
Gotta get her mind
right.
Yeah,
she gotta get her mind right.
I was like, Dad, can I take 3 days off? Can I, instead of 2 weeks, can I get, like, and I'm like, all right. I said, but just know that life ain't always going to be like that.
Exactly.
You got to go with the punches. So, no, man, mental health is a
serious
thing. And people don't realize that. It don't always got to be like rape or crazy abuse. It could be
anything. Anything. Yeah. Childhood trauma. So, I suffer from childhood trauma.
No,
so,
facts.
It took my husband. It took me to get married.
Yeah.
Married. How old I think I was? I think I was 35 when I got married.
For the first time?
For the first time. And it took my husband. When I say I love this man,
mm-hmm.
it took him to tell me, like, yo, you need help.
Wow. Are y'all still together?
No.
Sorry, I'm not trying to laugh. This is the way she... No.
We're not.
How long were y'all married?
We been married. Well, I'm still married, but we separated, right?
Okay.
We getting a divorce now.
Okay.
So I got married 2014.
I mean, these divorces ain't cheap, you know.
That's why we still ain't. Yeah. But we separate. We got separated 2019.
Okay.
We was married. Well, we still married. But the marriage didn't last good for only two years.
Hold on.
It only lasted
a good 2 years.
We had a good 2 years.
And then the other was downhill.
Downhill. And it took
him. I think
that's
the time frame of when shit started to go bad. 2 years.
No, because he married a woman that was broken. See, I didn't know who I was. I wasn't even ready to get married.
So what made you want to do it?
Thinking I was getting old. I'm like, I need to get married before I hit 35.
My getting clock
married.
Ticking.
Exactly. Getting married for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
You get
a
it?
Lot of women be getting it. A lot's going to change. Ain't shit changing but your last name and you got debt.
And that's it. So it took him to say, you need counseling. And he like, I don't want to be with you anymore until you get counseling. And I was like, what? Yo, that shit hit me hard. No man has ever told me that. But see, he wasn't the kind of man to abuse and hit. I was the abuser. You get it? I would hit him.
He was a gentle guy.
He was gentle. But I wasn't used to that. Like, he said something out of line or he did something. Baby, I'm...
Yeah.
I'm slapping you
up. A lot of women are not used to that. They kind of say, oh, yeah, nice guys finish last kind of thing.
Mm, you know I like saying? A nice guy now. I love me a nice guy.
Key word, now.
Now. I respect nice guys now. But I remember one time, I think I was mad, and me and him was arguing. I picked up something, and I was flinging it. And he called the police on me.
He called the popo on you? Oh, yeah,
baby,
that man is dead.
He called the police.
Yeah, no. See,
on me, and I was like,
"Was he a little guy?"
No, he was tall. I'm sure he was a tall.
How would you
thick.
Call it?
Because he said,
"I don't believe in calling Popo."
He didn't want to hit me, right?
So leave, bro.
But whatever. He called the police on me, and I got so frantic. I called my best. I was like, "Girl, I can't believe he called the police on me. He trying to get me locked up." But what I didn't understand was. I was actually doing stuff to him.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it was like the shoe. It's not like he was doing something to me and I would have called the police. But I was actually trying to attack this man. And he was like, I ain't having this. Like,
oh, so were you wrong and trying to be strong at the same time?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
That's,
yeah, but I still feel at the end of the day, I don't know. When cops.
I guess he loved me. I mean, I guess he loved me.
Because if you get locked up.
He gonna bail me out. You get what I'm saying? Like, he gonna bail me out. Right.
I'll be down there.
But
the
whole
boom.
Thing was, I needed help then. And I still, I didn't believe. Yeah. I didn't believe I needed help. I don't need no help. I don't need no counseling. Boy, you, ain't nothing wrong with me. When I went to counseling,
white people stop.
Let me tell you something. I wish my counselor would have took pictures of me.
Yeah.
When I started going till now. Man, I used to go to counseling looking a mess. Bonnet cap on, pajamas, slippers. I was in a depression.
Wow.
And didn't even know.
Was it postpartum from when you had your daughter? Or was it just life?
Just life. Just I didn't care for myself. I didn't love myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't dress like this. How I dress now? Baby, listen. I love me.
I
don't get dressed up for nothing just to go to Walmart, baby, or Target, or just to go drop off some mail or packages for the mailbox. I get pretty now because I found me back.
Okay.
I found who I am back. So, yeah, I needed counseling before I married that man. If I'd have had the counseling I needed, baby, please, we'd have probably been far along on my yacht. You know what I'm saying? Because I was pushing him. I started him a business and everything. I'm a businesswoman at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I couldn't function properly because my mental health wasn't straight.
Yeah.
It wasn't straight. So.
So. Ooh, that was deep.
That was deep, baby. I've been waiting to tell somebody this for so long because it's a lot of women.
I talk great. You know what I'm saying? We like to unpack it.
I wish women be real with themselves.
Yes.
Okay? Because talking about they getting beat up. Baby, I was doing the beating up.
Yeah.
Literally beating up. I ain't saying I'm a baddie, but I will swing on a nigga real quick. You know, if I felt like.
Taking a nigga.
Like, if I felt you getting out of line with me.
Yeah.
Like, I was an Ike Turner. I'm the Ike TT. Like, okay? I was that girl. I was that girl.
So how do you think all these, like, fictitious standards came into place then? You know, like, people not wanting to accept accountability for their actions.
In denial. Denial. Like, I was telling my mom one day, like, she was trying to talk to one of my cousins, like, trying to turn her around. I said, you could talk somebody blue all day. But if their mind has not reprogrammed, see, it first start with the mind. If you don't tell yourself, I want to change, I'm ready, I don't care who talking to you. It could be the psychiatrist talking to you. You'd be sitting there in another zone because you have to believe in yourself. Just like with the counseling I had to go, I had to really say, I need counseling. Like, damn, maybe I need it. And when I went, started going, that's when everything started to unfold for me.
Unfold.
You get what I'm saying? That's when business started becoming better. I used to cancel people's appointments.
Damn.
Because I used to be in such a depression, I didn't want to do nobody. I couldn't put that energy on nobody.
Yeah,
I would cancel appointments real quick, and I'd tell my counselor, he'd be like, no, you can't do that. And I had a man for a counselor.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to talk to no woman.
You don't talk?
No.
Why?
It's something about a man talking to me now because I'm ready to listen and be not say submissive.
That's what I was about to say.
You get what I'm saying? But a woman talking to me, girl, bye. Baby, bye. Like, please, I want a man. Like,
you want a man, man.
A man talking to me. Like, I'd rather hear it from a man how I need to be than hearing it from a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you work with women? Like, do you have a level of sisterhood, or is it something like deeper that is affecting you with working with women? Because I hear a lot of women say, I can't be around no female. It's just they too messy. So it's like, oh, you can't be around yourself. Like, I mean, what's going on?
That's a good question, because for a long time I didn't like women. I hated women.
You think it was too much comp?
No, I don't care about competition. One thing about me, I don't compete.
Okay.
I'm not a compete per. I don't compete. I ain't competing with you, baby. Bye. I don't even look at women like that, right?
Yeah.
I think I didn't like women because of how me and my mom's relationship was. Again.
Okay, see. So
mental, right? Yeah. Trauma.
It's an origin.
It's a, right. So I didn't like women at all.
Okay.
Couldn't stand them.
How are you and your mom relationship now?
It's better now.
Okay.
You know, now it is, but it took a long time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't have a lot of female friends.
Wow.
I have maybe three.
Okay.
Right? That I talk to every day. That's it.
So is losing friends and finding peace, right? Does that help with the blemishes on the skin?
Stress.
Yeah.
Why people have bumps and stuff is because of the stress, mm-hmm. right? When you stress out, your skin reacts, and the reason why they have blemish because they popping them. Mm-hmm. So blemish is the mark, right? Stress, to start with stress, then the bumps come, then you pop it, then it leaves a mark on your skin. So that's where the blemish come from.
All right.
When you get stressed out and you look in the mirror, you don't want to see those bumps, and you hate how the bumps look.
Yeah.
And they get the popping.
So what about all the grease that be in the, like in the nose and stuff? Like what is all that coming
that's
from?
That's oil.
That's just, okay.
Oil and make little dirt, little mixed up. That need to come off too. It could get caked up on your face.
Okay.
Yeah, when I do facials, people's skin complexion actually get 2 times lighter, honestly, because
the dirt that's there.
It's just dirt and grime, and I use some good products. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? My hand motion is good. It's a lot, you know. So the clients that I had over this weekend, I was looking at their skin. They said, "Oh, my skin to be lighter. Do you have anything for that?" I said, "Just wait until your facial is done. Your skin is gonna look lighter. Trust me."
Trust me.
And it did. It really did. So.
So if I'm trying to get a facial, where do I go? How do I get in contact with you? How do I set an appointment?
You could go to sensationalfaces.net.
Okay.
And book an appointment, baby. Go to IG, Sensational Faces, and book that book now. Bam.
And you pulling up, or do you come to the house?
Well, I will pull up for 2 people only. I'm not coming over nobody else for no one facial. It's too much work.
Yeah. No,
too much packing up and stuff. But yeah, I come up for 2 people. I do bridal showers too. If you're at a hotel and you're having a bridal party, you want your face done, I do stuff like that too.
Okay.
At the beach, at the rooftop, wherever you
rooftop.
At. Yes.
You're doing the whole thing. Well, it was such a pleasure to have you.
Yes.
This was such a great conversation.
I know, right?
We tapped into so much different things.
Yes.
Well, let me run it back again. Let everybody know where they can find you at.
You can find me on IG at Sensational Faces, or you can go to my website at www.sensationalfaces.net.
All right. Miss Sensational Face. Man, y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I Talk Gray, and we out of here. Make sure you click that link below and subscribe. Yeah.